I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week we have an interesting show. I think this is going to be one of the better shows. Some of the shows are kind of eh. Some are, yeah. Others are, yeah, whatever. We try to have something for everyone here at Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Indeed. Really, Fred? Well, there won't be any of those kinds of things shown here. Sorry.
Sigh.
He can be a little annoying, but he's an imaginary friend. What are you going to do? Anyway, the point is, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Yes, well, the thing about Fred. Fred's been with me for a long time. How long has it been, Fred? That long? I'm not that old. Neat trick. Ah, I see. It just feels that long. He's in a mood, I can tell. Anyway, the point is, where was I going? He completely blew my mind with that. Oh yeah, the show this week we're going to have some stuff on. Now, let's see if I can do this without hitting my microphone. My watch, see, there's my watch. Right around there, yes. You go, whoopee, he's got a watch. Yes, but this is an LG watch. This is an Android Wear watch. This is my phone, which I sometimes don't have with me. Let me open it up. Okay. Okay, Google. Got to wake my watch up a bit. Hold on. There we go. Okay, Google. Play TuneIn Radio. Now, here's what's cool. It will play it over here on my phone. It's opening it. Slowly but surely. Yes. TuneIn Radio. Very good. Now, I didn't tell it what to play. So I'm going to just hit a button here. One button that I had to hit because I didn't tell it what to play on TuneIn Radio. And it will begin to play Word of Faith Radio. How cool is that? Okay, so, but as you can see, I started to say the words that would wake it up, so I won't. When I say that, though, it will show on my phone, or will play on the phone, whatever I tell it to do on my watch. It's very confusing, but it's a lot of fun. It's very geeky. It's extremely geeky to be sitting there thinking to yourself, you know, like for instance, okay, Google, who plays The Flash on television? And it comes up with a picture of Grant Gustin. How cool is that? On your watch. Dude. And it has a little article here that it's telling me about The Flash extended trailer from Comic-Con, which if you haven't seen that, you should see it. Anyway, okay, let me get rid of Grant Gustin on my watch. There we go. Have to swipe it to do that. But anyway, you see, it's cool. Now, you say, well, that's all well and good, Dr. Bill, that you have a Google Wear Android, you know, watch. But what does that have to do with the show? Well, it has a lot to do with the show. The very first item on the show this week is that somebody took this very watch that I have on my arm, not this specific individual watch, but the same model. See, I knew Fred would say something about that if I didn't clarify. You were waiting, weren't you, Fred? He's always waiting to catch me up. Anyway, the point is that he got a video game to run on the watch. Half-Life, specifically. How weird is that? So, Half-Life running on an LG smartwatch. Cool. Now, it's not very usable. He admits that. But just the fact that he got it done is geeky and cool. So, I've got a video here off of YouTube. You can go to the blog. The blog, of course, in question is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says on the screen. So go there to see the Half-Life running on an LG watch video. How weird is that? Speaking of weird, another little item this week that could actually have gone under geek culture as well as computer science and technology heading on the blog is that Chrysler has had to issue a bug fix for 1.4 million cars. 1.4 million. In other words, all the cars that had electronic dashboards that were hackable through Wi-Fi. People were able to hack the car, take it over, and run it off the road. Now, this was only done in demonstration. It wasn't actually done by James Bond or anything. Or Mission Impossible. You know, you can just see Ethan Hunt saying, "All right, Benji, go ahead and run the car off the road with your watch." So they're going to patch it so he won't be able to do that. Now, speaking of watches, like mine, right there, but you can't see behind the microphone. This watch is the LG smartwatch. But is it safe? In other words, is it likely to blow up on my arm? No, no, I'm not talking about that kind of safe. I'm talking about, can it be hacked by cyber attackers? Well, yes. You know, the smartwatches are still young in the computer world, and they don't have a lot of protections built into them. So they can, in fact, be hacked fairly easily. Which means, this is by a new study by HP, that the Android and iOS cloud mobile application components offer opportunities for hackers to get data right off your watch. Okay, another Mission Impossible deal here. So, listen, before my throat even starts getting the slightest bit scratchy, which it's beginning to, just the bare amount of slight dryness, I have a little bit of water. I'm going to head it off at the pass, as they used to say in the old westerns. Okay. So, we'll put that there on the little bitty laptop table that I have in front of me. If you could see it, you would know. I've just got it barely sitting there. So if you hear a thunk and a splash, you'll know what's going on. All right, so next item, Beat Down Boogie's Mario Warfare. This is geek culture at its height, I tell you. If you haven't seen Beat Down Boogie's Mario Warfare, you need to watch it. And if you watch the first episode, the very first episode, you will note two things that have to do with me. Now, I didn't work with Beat Down Boogie when they made this. I've never met the folks that do it. But my brother-in-law has. In fact, he actually has a not-so-starring role in the first episode. As a soldier that gets killed. You know, he didn't have a red shirt, but hey, if he were on Star Trek, he would be wearing a red shirt. So, cool. And if you watch very closely, you can pick him out. Oh, there he is. Oh, there he goes. But it's cool. You got to see the video. You got to play it. There's 8 episodes to Mario Warfare. It's kind of, imagine if Mario was involved in one of these movies that was directed by an action movie guy where they were shooting everybody like Matrix-y style, and jumping around and spinning and stuff. It's very cool. Now, I said it was related to me in two ways. One, my brother-in-law is in the first one. But second, it was shot. The videos were shot at the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I used to work. And I know the whole gang there. All the computery people. At least the ones that were there when I was there, and now they're still there. That was a long time ago, now that I think about it. But anyway, I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Center of Creative Leadership. They're a good bunch of folks there. And particularly my boss and my boss's boss, which would be Steve Taylor and Johnny Smith, in that order. Good guys. Now, my brother-in-law works there too. He's also a good guy. You know, I'm not saying he's not. You know, I didn't want to not include him. You know what I'm saying? So, but they're a good bunch of folk. And they let Mario Warfare be videoed there. That's cool. And if you see it, just remember that I used to walk up and down those halls doing computer work. And now I see people flying through the air and getting shot with machine guns and automatic weaponry. It's actually quite weird when you watch it. But anyway, it's big time fun. All right, and about as geek culture as you can get. Okay, before we were Beat Down Boogie, they say of themselves, we were just a few guys making short films together. We made flicks about killer toasters, evil snowmen, and the epic struggle between ninjas and pirates. Which, of course, the web is all about ninjas and pirates and their warfare. Yes. You know, in real life, I don't think ninjas and pirates ever actually met. But on the web, it's a big thing. It's a meme. All right, well, anyway, he goes on to say here, one day we decided to make feature films. We learned a lot about filmmaking, but we weren't happy with the traditional distribution system. Nobody cared what the audience wanted to see. Everything had to be tailored for investors, middlemen, and distributors. Those guys determined what the audience was allowed to see. We didn't like that. Making films for the approval of the industry suits wasn't fun. We wanted to be connected to the audience. We wanted the fun back. So we decided to return to our roots, guerrilla filmmaking. Now, not that they film gorillas. Although they filmed Donkey Kong, so close. Anyway, so during the time spent on feature films, some amazing and affordable cameras came out. We grabbed some 7Ds and started goofing around. Before we knew it, we were shooting Modern War Gear Solid, which is another series that they have, which is a lot of fun. But Mario Warfare, like I said, it's near and dear to my heart. So you need to check it out, okay? Whoa! Red Week time. Very good, Fred. Fred's like, I wasn't in the Mario movie, so I am out of here. Okay, maybe next time. You know, you could have been an invisible sidekick. Well, you never know. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is Cross Linux. Cross. That's CR space OS. It basically stands for Chrome OS, except they can't say Chrome because they're not Chrome, so they have to say Cross Linux, which is hard to pronounce. But at any rate, it is the free OS built around the Revolution Day Chromium browser, a foundation for Google Chrome. We call it the Chrome-plated OS because it's stable and shiny. Okay, anyway, I downloaded it, which took a while because I have fiber optic super fast internet, and they had it, they're working with a company that throttles the download unless you pay them money, which of course I'm not going to do a download, so I let it dribble over. It took over an hour for one lousy DVD, which in my world with my internet, that's insane. It should have been like blip. But at any rate, Anyway, so I downloaded, I burned the DVD, and I booted off of it, and it was interesting. Matter of fact, it was downright okay. You can tell I'm not really excited about it, but it was not bad. So it's worth trying, okay? Okay, and then we have a Geek Software of the Week extra. Because why not? The last one seemed just okay. So I said, well, okay, let's throw in another one. This is another Chrome OS type. Matter of fact, this may be actually Chrome OS. It's just that it's packaged and built by Hexen. Now, not Hexen Beast, if you're a follower of Grimm, which is one of my favorite shows, but no, Hexen, H-E-X-X-E-N, I think. It's either N or an H. If it's an H, it's Hex-E. So I'm thinking it's Hexen. Anyway, he built something called Vanilla. Vanilla is the bleeding edge Chromium OS, and it requires only a 4 gig USB drive. The download is about 250 meg. You install it on the USB drive, and you can boot off that USB drive if you go into your BIOS and set it for booting off of USB. And it's a lightweight, lightning-fast operating system for your netbook, laptop, or even desktop. Cool. And it has Chromium Chrome and supports HTML5, fully supports HTML5. So that's cool. You should try it. It'll be fun. He actually, on his webpage, which is a very cool-looking webpage, his webpage even has a thing of how to do it in Linux, how to do it with Windows, how to do it with OS X Max, and the methods of getting it set up on your USB stick, which is cool. So anyway, highly worthwhile. You should try it. And believe it or not, that'll do it for this week. Now, let me say this about that. We had another patron sign up to be a patron of the Dr. Bill Show. So you should do the same, even if it's just like these guys that have done it so far and only do a dollar a month. You say, Dr. Bill, a dollar a month is nothing. Well, if it's nothing, go ahead and do it. You know, if we have 5,000 of you giving a dollar a month, dude, that would be cool. We'd have enough toys to buy things to try, like phones and watches and stuff that I keep shelling money out for that I don't necessarily have that I should be using. Yes. And if you ask my wife, she'd tell you that I shouldn't be using it to buy all these little toy things. But what are you going to do? Anyway, so help out the doctor. Send money. And you can use Patreon to do it. Patreon.com/DrBill. As I've said in the past, I don't like saying whack or slash Dr. Bill. That sounds rather gory. So let's just keep it at Patreon.com. And then Dr. Bill, like it says there on the screen. Even doesn't sound good because it could be a sword. And knowing my son, the Game Master, he has plenty to use. He's got a whole arsenal of swords of all types. It's slightly unnerving. Anyway, the point is, though, you should become a patron as these good folk have done. Three folks that have done that. That's awesome. So patreon.com/DrBill. None of which sound good to me at the moment, but do that and it will be good. There was something else. Oh, yes. Some of you may be wondering, but Dr. Bill, I thought June was the 10th year of the show. Turns out it's not. I did a little research and found out it's the 10th year of the blog, drbill.tv blog, but the show started a little bit later. It's actually more in the September-y time frame. So we'll be doing something then, probably about the same time as the 400th episode. Dude. So stay tuned for that. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.